Welcome into today's podcast, the Telescopes Podcast. We're focusing on sports in this one. I'm Jordan Spurgeon. I'm joined by Summer and Bryce. Summer's the sports editor, and Bryce is one of the staff writers here. Does a great job covering sports as well. Big sports guy. He's wearing an Atlanta Braves hat right now. You can't see him, but I wanted to welcome him in. So, Bryce, Summer, how you two doing today?
Living the dream. Having the time of my life.
I think that's what we're all feeling right now in quarantine, right? How about you, Summer?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, hanging in there. There's no sports to talk about, but just really missing it. So we'll see how it goes. Football's hopefully right around the corner. And speaking of football, today on this podcast, we wanted to talk about three of the football players that have now committed to play at Division I schools. So we have Rodney Thompson, who was our quarterback. He committed to Northern Illinois University for his remaining 2 years. We have Kyron Griffin, who was here for 1 year, is actually going to stay for a second, but then is committed now to Troy University as a wide receiver. And then his wide receiver buddy, Johnny Armentrout, we actually had a profile story on him last semester. You can check that out as well, written by myself. We also have a feature story on Kyron by one of our staff writers, Nick, and a video. It's really good stuff there. But Johnny Armentrout coming to New Mexico State. So three guys, three Division I schools coming out of Palomar College. We'll start with Rodney Thompson, Bryce. I want to jump to you. What did he do for Palomar over his two-year career? I know his first year he was injured and only played in one game, but what did he do last year?
Yeah, I mean, like in that one game he played in his first year, he had a really good game. But last season, played all 10. He had pretty good solid. He had a pretty solid season: 25 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, 2,800 yards through the air. On the ground, solid runner. I mean, 343 yards. He did have some fumble trouble though: 5 fumbles in 10 games. But I mean, mobility is a really big thing in today's game. So maybe he can work on work on his fumbling problem and maybe take it to the next level.
I will say Washington did a good job with what he had. I mean, that offensive line, yes, one guy's committed to a smaller school, but that offensive line had him running for his life. It seemed like just about every single game. Good numbers from Rodney. So, Summer, I understand Rodney went to NAU first. You want to tell us a little bit about his journey now that he's getting ready to head off to a new school?
He did. He's a bounce back from Northern Arizona, so D1 football isn't unfamiliar territory to him. And he finished up there before coming to Palomar, so he'll be going off to another D1 school here shortly.
Yeah, it's going to be a good spot for him now at Northern Illinois, going to NAU first. Now, Palomar has been around the block, so we wish Rodney Thompson some good luck there heading to Northern Illinois University. So next up on our list is Kyron Griffin, another guy that's been around for a while. He's a little bit older than the rest, but he had a great season for the Comets in his 1 year here. Bryce, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, Kyron, he has big play potential. He's a big receiver. Height-wise, weight-wise, he needs to put on some weight. He's a pretty skinny kid. But, I mean, he had 61 receptions through 10 games, 7 touchdowns. He can get it done if he pulls it all together. He has another year to add on to his repertoire. But, I mean, I can expect big things from him.
Yeah, Kyron has got room to grow still, even where he's at in his life and his career. He's got room to grow, especially in his body. He puts on 20 pounds. He'd be successful there at Troy. So Summer, can you tell us a little bit about Kyron? Like I said, I keep mentioning he's a little bit older than the rest, but hasn't really changed much. But why is that? What's he done?
So he's from Louisiana, and he joined the Marines right out of high school. So he's planning on playing one more season for Palomar before he heads off to Troy.
Yeah, he came out in the Marines. I mean, served our country, and he was stationed at Camp Pendleton as well. So he's lived a very well-balanced life and wants to get back into sports. So hopefully at Troy University in Alabama, which is a rival of Louisiana, can actually be beneficial for him in his career. And then now finally, we're going to talk about Johnny Armentrout, our third and final Division I commit here from Palomar College, our sixth receiver to go to an FBS or an FCS school over the last three seasons. So we've been wide receiver community college university, I guess we could say. Numbers don't show it, but what did the numbers show with Johnny Armentrout? What stood out, Bryce?
So, I mean, kid's a touchdown machine, really. He only had two games he didn't score a single touchdown in, but he had two games where he scored more than one touchdown, so it evens out. He had two really big games, the most notable one being against Fullerton, had 11 receptions, 183 yards, 2 touchdowns. He is on the smaller side, though. Website says he's 5'10", but we all know the website adds a couple inches to their players. But I expect big things from him. He's really good in the red zone, and he has sure hands.
Yeah, Johnny Armentrout's got sure hands, and now he's going to be on the road to New Mexico State. Summer, can you tell us a little bit about his journey up to this point?
Yeah, so Armentrout's a product of El Camino High School, and he went to Fullerton before taking a year off, and then he ended up playing for the Comets for 2 years.
Yeah, very successful career, and him and Rodney are both local kids, went to San Diego High School, and you said that Kyron went to Louisiana. So, I mean, overall, I think we can all agree here that whether we've seen a lot of Power More football or not, that the team hasn't always been the best on the field compared to other competition out here, but it does seem they're doing a good job getting guys in good situations at Division I schools. So any sort of final thoughts here as far as the state of Palomar football, if we want to go that broad here?
I mean, we keep, like you said earlier, it's wide receiver U when it comes to community colleges. So, I mean, as long as we can get an O-line at some point in time, maybe we can keep turning them out.
Yeah, I like that. Wide receiver U. I think we should just tell. We should go tell everybody the football team it's wide receiver U. Players seem to deem that stuff themselves, so we'll see what happens. All right, so that wraps up today's podcast. Thanks, Summer and Bryce, for joining me here and kind of wrapping up sort of football talk here and wishing those three players the best of luck down the rest of their careers here in college, and maybe one day we'll see them in the league if things go out the right way. So with that, have a great day, everybody.